Okay. It's the same sheet. Yes. Okay, so I wanted to focus primarily tonight on the din of ribis devarim, which came up in a discussion a couple of weeks ago, but we didn't go through the protein. So the din of ribis devarim means giving for the lova to give the malve not something of not something tangible, not something a physical item, and perhaps something which is doesn't even have a market value to it, but it is he praises him or lauds him or does some other forms of the speech or types of actions which show a giving a chashivas to the malve as a result of the halva. And this is something which the Gemara brings out from a pasuk. The pasuk that talks about one of the pasukim talks about Riva says, "Lo sashich lachicha neshech kesef neshech ochel neshech kol davar asher yishach neshech kol davar." So Chazal learned from there that afilu neshech is another word for ribis. Neshech. So afilu ribis devarim aser. So on the surface, it would seem that it's a pasuk that means deraisa neshech kol davar. But some learn that way. Bipshuta would have to mean then that it was stipulated, that it was there was a ketzitza, that's the pasha pshat, and we know that ribis in general, to be an issa deraisa, has to be a ketzitza, either b'shas the halva, or b'shas that he wants to get an extension on the loan. But most learn anyway that this is not, that ribis devar is not deraisa. Ribis devar is never considered deraisa, and the pasuk is an asmachta. There was some mechan on that pasuk, but the concept is a din derabanan, not a din deraisa. And most say also, many pasukim say that the issur ribis devarim is only during the time of the loan, as opposed to what we learned about in the previous weeks. We learned about the concept of ribis mucheris, ribis mukdemis, ribis before a loan, when you want to get a loan from somebody, so you try to do him certain favors or send him certain gifts, etc., beforehand, which are geared, designed at warming him up that he should make the loan, and not, as we said, it's not there's no stipulation that he must lend you the money or return the gifts, because then it would be outright risk. But it's a derabanan in the sense that it's being done in order to encourage the person to make the loan. And ribis mucheres is when the loan was already paid back, and then he does certain forms of hakaras hatov and expressing gratitude by sending gifts, etc., which are also linked to the loan. So so that's how to do. That's it's the rabbanon. So, but by devarim, the post can say by and large they say it's not. There is no iser. They didn't ask the ribis devarim when it's not b'shas the halva. When the loan is being given or has been given already, when the loan has been given or the loan is still outstanding. In other words, like the typical case is
flattering the guy.
Yeah, well, that's it. The typical case is Sifyat Aleph. Sifyat Aleph, im lo haya rug lahaktim lo shalom, asa lahaktim lo. If the love was not accustomed to greeting this malve, saying good morning to him, he's the best case would be that he sees him every morning in shul, and he just doesn't say anything to him. They didn't have a particular relationship, and he walks by him like many other people in shul or wherever maybe he sees him, and he doesn't say anything to him, greet him. So now the person lent him money, and he would be inclined to do so. He would feel more of an achrayus to recognize the person, to acknowledge him, and to greet him. So he's not allowed to do that. Im lo hayirag lakim shalom asal hakim lo. He's not allowed to do that because this would be a result. Now, talking about while the loan is outstanding, he's not allowed to do that. That's a classical form of ribis devarim. But it says, of course, im lo hayirag. I mean, if it was a person it's the other extreme with where he's always said hello to him and even nothing to do with even though he never owed him any money, he always said hello to him, so he doesn't have to stop something like that, which he was doing before he's allowed to do. They talk about what is, I gave the case of always, let's say not always, but what does ruggle mean? Does ruggle have to mean that every time he sees him he says hello to him, or every time he walks by him in shul, or could it be something less than that? So the poskim will clarify whether perhaps rogel means someone to say three times he's done it in the past. Now, I don't know if that means three times that he. Yeah, so I don't know. You know, I guess this relative maybe also because let's say they live in the same. They've been davening at the same minyan for 6 years, and over the 6 years he said three times. He said good morning.
He also did it three times.
What is it?
He also did it three times.
Yeah, right. Okay. So I don't know if it's like, you know, Shoramud or Chazak, you know, or Vest, you convey the Vest and Yoka the Vest. You know. So, okay, so you have to know maybe exactly what that means. But I think certainly certain cases we can understand Ruggle, or a case where he typically will say, maybe he doesn't make a point every single time he sees him, but, you know, when their eyes meet, he's friendly to the guy, and he's, okay, so there's Ruggle to say. But if it's not, if it's a person that he's, you know, there are people that you see and you don't have much to do with. Now, that also leads to another shiloh. Well, let's say.
In Florida, they say hello. Just move by some.
Yeah.
You say hello.
Yeah.
It's not New York.
Okay.
It's out of town. Wherever you see, you say hello.
So now it's a curse. Now it's a curse. I tell you. Now that you have a shiloh with Mamila, you might acknowledge it.
Right. So, okay. So that's we get into a second. Okay, but I mean, Vayis says from Shulchan Aruch that there's a metzias of Aveinu Ruggel, and then not Rishia Skinin, and we're talking about the Mala mentions. So. So the Shaila is, let's say you didn't have a Shaykh with the person at all, you didn't know him at all, let's say, or maybe you didn't, you know, let's say a person lives in a place, a lot of people live in a, I'll give an example of shul, it's not very shul, but say it goes to a minyan, which is many, many people, and it doesn't go around to every person saying hello, or maybe if it passes a person, you know. But, so this person, he was just a person he had no connection to, and he didn't, he saw him, he's seen him, maybe when they first, one of them, whoever moved in second, or when they first started using, going to the same minyan together, maybe there was some greeting at some point, but, you know, he's not a person that he has any dealings with or any involvement with, and he doesn't have a, so he's not, would not say hello to him. Now that he lent him the money, so now they've been made, they developed a relationship. He doesn't ignore him. I mean, you know, they spoke, especially if it's a significant loan, they might have discussed it a number of times and about the terms and about, you know, getting the money and this and that. And, you know, it's, and b'meila, they've already, now they have a shprach together. They know each other. So now he sees him and he says hello to him, perhaps because they know each other. He's not just another face in the crowd. So that could be different. If it's clearly not, as said, it's not clearly not meant as any form of thanks, of gratitude, another, you know, form of expression gratitude. I feel I have to acknowledge him because I owe it to him. Not owe it to anything. I just push it. Know him. Now, not to say hello would be like an affront in the sense that, you know, we're mukarim now. We're you know, we know each other. We have a relationship. So that could be a thing. It's the so lahakta means that he's the one that initiates
you're
it.
You're chasing the guy. You see him in the supermarket. You're gonna run in. Oh, hello! Should we make sure to see
well,
him?
Well, love davka. No,
that's lahakta.
No, but that's for sure lahakta. But
you're the first guy to say good Shabbos when you pass each other. Now it's the.
Right, well, so I think lahakta means as opposed to lahachzir. In other words,
right.
If he says hello to you, even if you said hello to him before, he says hello to you, so...
You don't need to ignore.
Exactly, and maybe, so there, but we're saying, well, maybe it would mean even if in your mind, like, you might have, you know, till now, let's say you're the love is the type of person that's, whatever, he's not the friendliest person, and maybe he keeps to himself, and although it's, you know, the Gemara says that if a person greets you and you don't return the greeting, it's a gezel honey bibatechem, it's like a goslin, so you're supposed
you're
to...
also chayiv lachtam kol olam bashuk, yeah, by the tana, not chayiv.
Right, it's a midah.
The olam lachtam kol olam bashuk.
Right, but those are the people who had great arichas yomim, when they asked them, but maharach yomim, so
yeah, yeah.
So that's when I was, you know, wasn't necessarily everybody's practice, but not to respond if somebody greets you is that's already wrong. So that's pasha, that, you know, that you could do that, and as we said before, even if you're being mocked in shalom, but you're doing it not at all in a kavana or an idea of expressing gratitude to him or any chashivas to him because he lent you money, but simply because now you know him. Now you know him, and now you, so immediately just do a pasha, just because it's the normal thing that you would do it. If he lent, if you lend him money, you'd also be makdim. So now, you know, now you have a shaykhus. You'd be makdim. You makdim shalom perhaps to a person that you're loved as well, because now I know. So if that's mutter, so then what the poskim is saying, that lahachzul shalom is mutter, sounds like even if it's maybe in your mind it is somewhat of a, you are doing it some really as a form of gratitude, but minastam that's mutter. Minastam he's makdim shalom to you, so then it's okay to answer. Okay, but not to be makdim. And the case that you said, that would be usur even if it, you know, that would be an example of the issa that you can't say, well, now I know the guy, so now you don't know, you don't run after everybody. Yeah, see a guy three aisles away, I know him, I'm going to go run, unless you haven't seen him in 6 months or something. You know, you don't run after people to be makdim them shalom, even if you are somewhat friendly with them. But so that would be usur, even if that would clearly be the issur, as opposed to the case where now that you've been walking by him every single, you know, you walk by him now. You now have a shaykhus with him, where now you behechrech recognize each other and you cross paths in a way that the natural thing is to say shalom. So if he's saying shalom, then that would not be nechal, you know, bechal the sister.
Doesn't the Torah want people to be more friendly to each other? So even if he's doing it for the wrong reason, who cares? I'm saying, no, well, being more friendly.
They also want people to do chesed, but a chesed that I would never do for somebody, and I'm only considering it now, or I'm only doing it now because he lent me money, I can't do. Sure, I have to, this should teach me maybe to be about chesed, and after I pay back the loan, and once a little time passes and it's no longer nicker, then I should learn to do chesed to him, and true, but the fact that the Torah wants you to be friendly to people doesn't, you know, they want to be friendly to people on Tisha B'Av, you still can't say hello to, you can't be friendly to the person, I mean, or you can't be, you know, makdim shalom at Tisha B'Av. There are times that you can, things you can and can't do. Okay, the whole sugya of in the middle of davening, brichas kriya shema, could you be? Okay, now, so another discussion on this, which is in Mefurish, over here in the Shulchan Aruch, but the poskim will talk about the question of thanking a person. When he lent you the money, could you say thank you, or any other expression of Shekhach or Disclimus, is he allowed to do that? Or is that going to be included in Rebbe's Dvarim? It's clearly because of the loan. I'm thanking him. I'm thanking him because he gave me the loan. I'm sure thanking a person, it makes him feel good. It's even a regular thank you, certainly in a profusive, you know, or elaborate type of thank you. So this is a Shaila in the Poskim. There's a, so in the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that you're not allowed to.
Thank you.
Well, it's certainly a form of that, isn't it? It's a form of. Okay, so we'll see. We'll get to it. No, it's a shame. So the Shulchan Aruch says you can't. You're not supposed to thank a person for a loan.
I'm saying to not say thank you.
So okay, so that is needed. So this Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wrote a tshuva, which was originally printed in one of the Maria, I think, or one of the other, you know, Torah journals. He wrote a tshuva some years ago saying that that it's mutter to say thank you for a loan, and thank you for that. That's just regular menschlichkeit, and it's not anything that, you know. I'm sorry. Say it again.
It's not a form.
Oh, you're right. It's not a form of ribbis, because it's just the natural thing to do when a person does you a favor, including lending him money, and therefore it's not. It's nothing. It's not what the Torah would answer. That's what he wrote originally in his tshuva. Then he says, "Einu el kamodia lo she'enu kafui tova." I'm just saying that I'm not an ingrate. Umakir shamal v'asim tova. Okay, the adrab. So he says, Adrab, Mibneshe Choshishim Milomer Toda, since people are afraid they can't say thank you, Yeshom Ribbamokam Zet, Tiskulamitsus, Vuzehu Bracha, this is Rosh Lamma, Vuhu Aser Mamish, who is your Mamish, the Ribbis Dvarim. That's what Rosh Lamma Zalman says in the Tshuva. Tiskulamitsus, give the guy a bracha, that you can't do. Say thank you, but who asked you to give him a bracha? That's Rosh Lamma Zalman in the Tshuva. Then he wrote a follow up Tshuva, where he, well, a letter actually, which is printed in the different sefer, where he says, I have a lot of agmas nefesh, because when I wrote that tshuva, when I wrote that, you know, that the tshuva that should be mutter, I wrote then, he wrote apparently on the gillion, on this, that that this is what everything I wrote here is what I originally thought, but I see the Shulchan Aruch Harav says it's usser, so Chazrani, so Shulchan Aruch says usser to say thank you, so I retract what I wrote. And he says, but for some reason, when they published my letter in the Torah Journal, they overlooked what I wrote in the Gilyon, and they published the original, you know, just my original version, Madura Kama, the Mishnah Rishon, and they didn't publish my retraction, which I included on the Gilyon. And I feel very bad about it, and I've let many people know that I was chazer, and v'chulu v'chulu. That's what he writes in a letter which is published in the Ribbis Sefer. The interesting thing is then when it was published later in the Mincha Shlomo, it was also published without that. It was just the way it was published in the journal. So I heard a theory from Adam Chasham O that if he was really chazer, so why would you send in a whole tshuva to coming to a certain conclusion, and then just like right on the Gilyon, I really retract this because Shulchan Aruch Harav says differently, so I retract everything I said. So it's not something to publish, or even if you want to publish B'Tarras, Lag Tavaladr, so at least you would incorporate it into the Gufa Tshuva. You wouldn't just put a little note on the side. So I heard the theory that he really held what he just Mishum Kvodo Shulchan Aruch Harav. He didn't want to write all tshuva, and it, like ignoring that the Shulchan Aruch Harav was from the major Gedolei HaPoskim, didn't want to just totally ignore him. So he wrote that as a postscript, but it's really Tfos Lashon Rishon. He really holds of what he said, and therefore he sent it in. So perhaps it was printed that way. In any case, this is what Rav Shlomo Zalman writes. Others say they Rav Yashiv was quoted already in the Sefer Mishnas Ribbis, and then they just now, just this week, I saw the Shvus Yitzchak apparently just put out a Sefer on Hilchos Ribbis, which is one of the, it's supposed to be one of the very authoritative sources of Rav Yashiv's Psakim, Matar, etc. And they both quote Rav Yashiv saying that he holds that a plain thank you is mutter, like everybody's hergish, and like Rosh Hashanah Zalman's, at least Madhur Rosh Hashanah, that plain thank you is mutter to do. It's not, as long as it's nothing overboard. The kiman de bizman hazeh nafutz ma'od, this is the lesson from the Mishnah's Rivers. Nafutz ma'od is extremely common, lahagit todal kol davar katan, l'chein mutter lomar todal l'malva, v'chein lomar tizkul mitzvahs. Probably else. It's also, you don't even realize you're giving a bracha. Really, it's another way of saying it's like it's more of like a frum way of saying thank you. Or when a person, so that's what that he writes. Rav Sternberg has quoted there as well. Veina malva roba says shum hesig v'tova. The malva would say, "Oh, look what I got for lending this money. I got to thank you. Thank you. That's that's just evening the playing field. If anything, you didn't get anything." Okay. Then he writes here, "V'chein hagrashas," meaning the Shulchan Aruch Harav, "Nokit lahodos ulahachzik lo tova davka v'hainu v'divrei shevach." Okay, knows that he wants to say that it could be even the Shulchan Aruch Harav is not saying anything different. Just saying that not to be profusive, not to go overboard, and to really praise the person and say, "Oh, you're such a, I don't know what I would do without you. Your mama saved my life. You're such a bel chesed. It's always good to count it." You say things like that. You make the person taka feel like a million. That's ribbis devarim, to do something like that, and everyone would agree to that. But it's a plain thank you is not within that gather. Let me just see. Also, we have other things on this. Yeah. Okay. A few of the names on the same side there, but okay. Now, as far as Tiskel Mitzvah, so I saw one of the Sfarim quotes from Rav Scheinberg that he was noted to say that there's no ribbis in Ruchnius. So he gives the person Tiskel Mitzvah, it's a bracha to be zocha to Ruchnius. So ain ribbis for Ruchnius. Ribbis has to be a gashmiyistika gain, or even if it's ribbis devarim, which is not, it's by definition not a physical tangible gain, but it's a.
Let the guy shake your little hasser.
Well, that's really worth money. I mean, you see, it's not just because something you'd normally have to pay for if you can't. You have to do that. So if you can't find someone to let you take yours, you'd have to buy one.
Yeah. So you have a place. You have some yachas or whatever.
That's right. That you'd have to pay for.
No, he said.
That you'd have to pay for. Let them go to the Briskerman.
Well, I'm mitzvahs. You'd have to pay.
Right.
Yeah. this one is not a problem.
So I'm saying if it's only Ruchni and it's like there's there's no price tag, I'm saying there's no price tag on it, and it's just so Ribbis Devarim is also no price tag on it, but that's Usur. But that's only if it's like a, you know, a physical type of Zach, but if it's just purely Ruchni type of Zach with no price tag on it, then that's
so. Well, that's how you learn with him, yeah.
You learn with him. So so that's the Sif in Shulchan Aruch. Right? So if you go back one Sif Yud, it says Usur Lalame is Hamalva, Ois Beno, Mikra Ogamara, calls men Shmosa Biyodo. So this first. So what's this then? Why is this Hasser? So many of the Farshim say that this is also the first case is talking about Al Ribbis Devarim. It's talking about a case where the Malve, second with the Malve, let's say he has someone else to learn with him, also, you know, for free or whatever it is. He has another Chavrusa available, Chavrusa tutor, whatever it may be, and so even so. Taka Usa to do. So you're asking how to datch him? How's datch him with Rav Scheinberg? With this quote from Rav Scheinberg. So Usa the Lamed, Usa to learn with him. Okay, so what's the pshat here, Taka? Why is it Usa? If he has another Chavrusa who's just as good, let's say, and whatever it may be. But even so, but by you doing it, it is a form of a cover that you're showing the person is the person's chashuv enough that I'm spending my time. You have it sometimes where let's say a person is a donor to a particular institution, whatever it may be. So the Bladavka want to learn with him or get him a chavrusa, even if he might have other chavrusa, but because they want to show him that they machshiv him. So I think that's the idea here. So again, it could be also it's more than just like the, it's not the ruchnius of the teaching Torah. The shach says before a shay like that, but yeah. by the. Oh, no. Okay, I'm sorry. That's the benkei right there. I'm just talking about the reisha. I'm talking about the ratio. So you said there too it says? Or no.
No.
Oh, no, I thought you mentioned that.
But it's mashma from him that there's not, it just says, Ayaz Benoi. The Kasha, the Shach is Bavarnin. It says, Nishtem. It's Dang Zun.
Right.
It's a son.
So in that case, right. So in that case, the answer.
So on that case, but to learn with him,
Most learn that even though it comes out that the sif is like a combination of two different dinim, but most learn that way that the reish is talking about even if it's nothing to do with money, he's not getting no monetary gain. It's simply it's a chashivas. Now it's a chashivas that you're doing that you learn with him, and that's like
no extra perks for loaning the money.
Right.
Learning with the guy is a perk.
Right, it's a perk, even if it's something he could have gotten and was getting elsewhere, but. Right, so yeah, they have to say also it's not because the Torah that you're giving it. The Torah he's getting already, or he could get. It's the chashivas that you're doing it. Whereas tiskul mitzvahs is not chashivas that you know this particular loaf is tiskul mitzvahs. It's the you know just the like the berachas hedges. Okay, this is I don't know if I think it was a quote that he said b'taris. Al Kaparim, this is you know another example here. There's another example in the Shulchan Aruch. I'm sorry, I don't think I photos that if you the next side, but Sif Yud Beis is based on a Gemara, which the Torah brings down the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Lo yom lo hodi eini imba ish ploni mimakom ploni. You shouldn't the malve shouldn't say to the love, let me know if so and so arrives. Ish ploni mimakom ploni. And the Ramah says in the Haggadah, "V'chein shar ribis devarim ba'alma aser." So this was a ribis devarim. What's the ribis devarim here? Hodini ba'ish ploni milkom ploni. So it's really just no present. The lesson of the tour here. So the Torah says it this way: Afilu ribis dvarim nami asu shalo yakim lo shalom im lo hayir ragel lo yitzin lo shalom v'lo yomer hamavu lo lova hodini im va'ish ploni mimakom ploni ukiyotzi b'zeh. Okay, so on that says the Beis Yosef al yomer hamavu lo lova hodini va'ish ploni chlu b'sof perik esu nesach zel shalom rabbi shmuel rabbi yishu ribis dvarim lo yomer. Da, the lesson of the Gemara is Lo Yomar Da im ba ish ploni from a ploni. So what does that mean? Da im that the Malva says love a da im ba ish ploni. Be aware if ploni comes. So What does Miso say? The Beis Yosef, Pashto, who can never obey? The Pashto Pashto in the Gemara is like the Torah saying, be aware if he comes and he let me know. When he says, Da in Baish Plon, he means Hodieni. That's what Gemara means by Da. But he says, Acharambam, Kasav lo yomer lo da in bo ish ploni, kolome shetechabdo v'tachilo. Keep your eye out. If ploni comes, the Malba says to Lova, keep your eye out. If ploni comes, I want you to make sure he has, you know, give him a good meal, give him cover, give him what to eat, etc., etc. So Shailas, Ribbis Devarim, why is that Ribbis Devarim? If the Malba tells the Lova, just like the Malba says, Lova, give, I'll lend you this money, I'll ask that you give me money, you give me a meal, or some, that's Ribbis Gomer. So who then if he says, I'm an asset, you give it to someone else? It doesn't have to be that the Lova is giving it to the Malva. It has to be, it's Ribbis only it comes from the Lova to the Malva, but the Malva could be Mitzava the Lova, or meaning would could be meaning to say that would it be included in a Ribbis if the Malva is Mitzava the Lova to do the tova to somebody else who's doing a machmas him, like this, so in kedushin of Ari ben Abiknani. If a malva tells the lova, give money, I'll lend you money, I'll das that you give extra money to Ploni, that's an Isser Gomer. So what does the Rambam mean that dan baish Ploni kolomashit techabdo, etc.? So the Beis Yosef says what he says. So the Taz says here that what he means is we're talking about a situation where it would happen anyway. He says it's the derech. A person comes from out of town, so you try to take care of him. You try to be mechaber and try to give him a place to stay, a place to eat. So he's talking about a person that this lova would do it anyway, right? We're talking about the mal mentioned while he's lending the missus. By the way, you know, I heard that such and such of Adam Chashev is coming to town. Keep your eye out for him, and so you'll take care of him. And so Bahachamai Skini says the Taz he would have done it anyway. The Lova would have done it anyway. It's not that because the Malva's telling him, now he's gonna do it. Just that the fact that the Malva feels sort of a superiority over the Lova, he's letting to get money, so like I could give him instructions. So Ki'ilu, it's coming from me. So now when the Lova does it, it's perceived in a sense that he's doing it because of the Malva's directive, the Malva's instructions, and Ribbis Devarim. It's not Ribbis Mammon because the Mammon he's going to give him anyway. He was going to take that guy. It's a guy that just to give an extreme case, a guy that comes to town every year. And this Lova is the one who's his Achsanya every year. He comes to town. The Lova he stays by the Lova, and the Lova feeds him, and the Lova takes him around, and he brings him places, and this person's Chashuk person. He gives Shirim different places. The Lova is the one who brings him, and Mamish Mechabed him. So that's going to happen anyway. But the Malva says, oh, I heard, the Malva like feels like, he's like a big person now because he just lent him money. He says, oh, I heard that such and such Rashid is coming to town. Make sure you take care of him. Make sure, like who's he's telling the Slova. The Slova is, he's the one that does it. So, but now that I lent you the money, so sort of I could give you, boss you around. And, right, so now when you do it, it's coming from me. Or when you're doing it. That's Ribbis Devarim. That's how the Taz learns. That's what the Mechaber means. That's Ribbis Devarim. That's just Lashon. He says, "Nirali dahayikar b'zeh shivadei derech olam lechaber dechsenoi ba'achila kadesh shem yavuhu sham yachse v'chabdo o sha'ozeh kemi sagmilas chesed." This is no malazach. The kan sheba hamalva lahazir alova shiasekein afal pishuoy osekein meatzmo vein kan Ribbis Mammon. What's his place? The Malva's place to tell Lova he should do it. So I could, like you said, boss him around. Have a Ribbis Devarim. That's how the Taz learns this case. Learns this case in the Rambam. So again, in the Mechaber, where he says Hodi Eini and Boish Ploni. Could be telling, he's telling, let me know. That's Daka something. You're doing a service for me. I'm asking you, let me know. Not a service necessarily pay for, but that's something that it's sort of like a favor. I'm not getting any. The Malva's not getting anything directly out of it. The Malva wants this information, so it's called Ribbis Devarim. He tells him to give him the information. But the way the Rambam puts it, that it's da and boish plon, not hodi any, but da. So that's how the Taz learns. So that's the form of Ribbis Devarim. Okay, so these are some. Come just see if we had any other nekudas here or cases. So it's pasha though. B'chal Ribbis Devarim would be to praise the person for not necessarily for whatever it may be, but the way the Shulchan Aruch writes it, he says that it's usher to do it befanav. It's usher. He ain't tzarich lomer lekalso befanav, o lahodos lo, o lahachzik lo tova, o levarcho befanav, al shehalveyu al sheviach lo zman. So, this is part of Shulchan Aruch from where they learned. Thank you, but. So the poskim of Medayik, that's only befanav. If you want to tell somebody else that you know this guy's a real good guy. Now, leaving out the Mishnah Berurah shayla, that it could be. I mean, the Chavetz Chaim discussion that there could be a shayla of lashon hara if you go and overly praise somebody who did you a chesed, especially lent you money, because maybe people who inshi de lo mali will hear about it and say, oh, he's a good guy to ask for a loan. I heard you lent plenty of money, etc. So the board, it could be an in of lashon hara. But leaving out that, assuming you're talking to people who are where there's not a chashash, you're not doing a barabim, etc. So, but to praise him shalo b'fanav, to tell somebody else he's such a wonderful person. That he lent me this money, that's mashpir, you're allowed to do. That's not even Ribbis Devarim. It's only if you the Befanav said he gets the Hana out of it. But unless it's Mukhruch that it's going to get back to him. If it's clear that it's going to get back to him, that the person can say, oh, I heard from Plony that, he's mamish, enamored by you, by your chesed, and you were so nice about the way you did it. If he knows that that's going to get back to the person, or his reason to believe is going to get back to him, so then it's Kilu, he's praising him, it's almost doing it b'fanav. But if there's no reason to believe we'll get back to him, so then it's a mashbir, you could do that. Another very common case, or possibly common case, is where the person, let's say, loans somebody else money in order to publish a sefer. He lends them money. And so the question is about writing a thank you, a dedication in the sefer, or towards this person, thanking this person for the loan. So the Sefer Erech Shai points out that there's something that if they have to be nizar, a person lends you money, you can't be mishabeich him in the Sefer for lending you the money. That is a, clearly a form of Ribbis Devarim to do that. It's similar to this, this mistam is considered befanav because probably it's likely, I guess, he'll see the Sefer. Certainly if a rabbi see the Sefer anyway, he'll probably easily get back to him. And anyway, mistam, you're going to give him a copy of the Sefer anyway, or which maybe you can't do that either if you would normally charge him, unless he's a person. Some people give out copies to different people they have shaykhs to, so okay, but mistam, if you never would have given him a copy of the Sefer, then that's that's mamash ribis, still ribis rabbanan because it wasn't kutsutza. But but to publish inside the Sefer, to print a thank you, the Yerushai says it's usher. So Rabbi Moshe has a tshuva on this, and Rabbi Moshe is mechalek, and he says that there's a way to do it that's mutter, and that is if you just merely make a statement that like HaKadosh Baruch Hu yivarech es ish ploni, is making a statement of fact. Kosh Baruch Hu was going to repay this person who lent me money. So it's just a fact. You're not. It's Kilo Rosh was like, it's not like I'm not giving a bracha. I'm just stating the fact. That's the Messiah. Like Kosh Baruch Hu pays the schar v'onish. You do a chesed. You help, especially you help a person publish a sefer, which is a gvaldik gezach. Then a Kosh Baruch Hu is going to reward you. So that's
your son.
So you're asking
the
that
ink for the Pearson, the ribbis over there is the Pearson, not the ink on the thing. So just like you're a Pearson, you didn't kiss up them so much in the thing, meaning.
So you're at right. So you're asking why should it be mutter?
Yeah.
That why should it be mutter? Because even if you just stayed in the obvious, but your people now people are aren't aware of it.
COVID, that's what the whole age is for the club.
Right. So.
Unless it's by the Lili Nishmas.
Okay, so this is the time they have in Russia. Let me just see what I wrote down here. Vigis Moshe Kosev Dlichtav Belashin Toda Kamosha Aser Loma Amalva Avrahova Aser. Mashma that you can't say thank you. Kach Aser Lichtav Belahadfis. Avil Yichalim Lichtav Belashin Hoda. She's Barich Meshamay. So in the Mishnah's Ribbis, he brings Heyrel Damai ain't Ha Pirsum Gufa Ribbis. Why? And the person, meaning, and this person's going to know. He's going to know when he sees it. He'll know that now the whole world is knowing that knows that I'm such a Baal Chesed. And then he writes that he was mechav that Rabbi Yashiv had the same taina, and said that you should not. He disagreed with Ramesh, and I just saw now also the Shvat Yitzchak brings it as well. There, Rabbi Yashiv taina that you should not do this either. I do have this. I didn't notice it before. Apparently there's a Sefer Marba Torah. It's one on Hilchos Ribbis. So he wants this. There's Bron Dar Ketshuva here. He's mitzadid lahatir b'chal, to give the person to thank the person in the sefer. On what basis? Al pima shekasa b'hakdama shal sechuv is divrei malkiel. To be mitzvah sherotzim shetase peros sheyilmedu acherim gam kein lasas kein mitzvah lefarsim shema osa. In general, you're allowed to be mefarsim a person who did a davar tov. And if by doing so your kavana is that other people should follow suit, so he writes imkein pashit lahatir af bekatzatz b'shas halvokei v'kol shekein below katzatz v'shiyesh lo amar degam ma'al v'mechaven lemitzvah sheyimadu acher mimenu v'lo laharbas kvodo v'kol shiyesh litlos lahetir gam kein inchash. The same stuff in the mouth is also altruistic. Why does he want his name in bright lights? Only no, he wants like people who. It's all needed about that, but that's one of the reasons why it may be proper when you make a pledge and an appeal in shul. Don't make it anonymous. Let them say your name so that people should say, "Oh, he's giving. I want to give also."
It's a big zach.
Right, and or having your name on a hakdash on. Well, so that's what he's timing. Right. So, but this is interesting that he should be mamish be kotzeitz. So you have to be melamitzchus that the malva is being kotzeitz also for that reason. I'll lend you the money, but it's like you have some people like that when they give donations and they want okay, and this is a discussion later. Talking to Shulchan Aruch, if you're allowed to do that, are you allowed to lend someone money and be masne that he should ask somebody else for money? I'll lend you the money, but I want you also to call Plony that he should give you, he should give you a loan, or he should give you, whatever it is. It's a shalom coming up in Siftei Svov. But so maybe that's the Malvus Kavana here too. I'm not saying I'm asking. I want you to put it in the safer because I want people to realize that this is what you should do with that. This is what you need to do with it. They need to do with their money. So. It's the very big chiddush that to be able to say ad kedei kach, because I think like the facial gestures are getting here that many people it's very hard for a person to be so l'shem shemayim and not to get a covet from it and not to maybe want certainly to feel the covet.
I'm chayshish that maybe it's, I could say something.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, but, maybe it's mukher. It could be that it's boilet, that it's a less mukhubid account. So a lot of these times with sparring, it can take 10 minutes to figure out bus far sprach for this guy, for this joke, for this one that gave the money. Should I mention, and your mother was a tzaddik? You know what I mean? It goes a lot of thought, the lashinus from these papers for the gevirin.
Okay.
We mentioned Melanie, the grandmother, the baked chalos also, in the, what I mean?
Okay, so
in Rav Moshe, maybe he means it's going to be boiled that he's not getting a mechubedika hansoch. He's not getting a mechubedika thing. It's a push of a thank you that Hashem will this. So people will look at it, this is your thing? This is what you got out of the guy? And the Tarek says, yeah, because it's ribbis, and we could be mitzdarif. We want to be mefarsim, that we have to do epis. But he's not really going to get the covenant. It's the type of thing that people look at it, and then they're going to look at the gevir that, paid for the binding without a loan or whatever, and he gets for the babit and the zayda. You know what I mean? It could be he means something like that. So taket umas, the regular ways that things go.
Maybe I mean making shtickle kimta. That would have to be that there are other
hatzachas. In general, he could say a tifras for. In general, there's a lot of covet by these sponsorships on Sfarim, they go in with all the different things. So Mimela, this one, it's miyuchid that you could see it's nicker that there's less covet over here. So So you can say it's a pashut a bracha from Hashem. It's like a one liner.
And that mitigates the fact that l'maisa yom mefarsim his.
Yeah, correct. Because he's not going to get that level that kinach of the kavod from it. Perhaps. It'll just be like the divrei malkilim or the arf epistan for that mitzvah. Remember, like the sarayin, but the real kinach. No one looking at it. He's not running around showing this to his friend. You know, when they look at it, they nod. Oh, it's air shape. You know, this. They're not looking at the.
Okay, maybe. I just want to say one more thing that there's a famous maysa with supposedly happened between where Rav Shimon Schwab was when he was a Talmud in the Mir Yeshiva, and he needed some money. I think the story is he needed to borrow some money in order to go home for a Ben Hazman once or whatever it was for Yontif, and so he approached the Mashkiach Rav Yeruchim for a loan. And he lent him the money, and he said, thank you. He was a bacher, he was a bacher. And he said, thank you. So Ruchim says, thank you. You don't know Hilchas Ribbis, you don't know Matarnazagin. Thank you. You can't say thank you for a little. Okay. So he, anyway, then on a later occasion, he once again approached him for a loan, and he lent the loan, and he took it, and he learned his lesson, didn't say a thing. So Ruchim said something like, no. Garnish, he's up. Garnish, you don't know nothing. You don't say anything. I give you, you don't say thank. So, but Rebbe, last time, said, "Yeah, I know you can't say thank you, but it should be nicker on your face that you want to say thank you." In other words, you should look like it. Don't be a stone. I should. You can't do it, but I should feel like you want to thank me. I did see Taka. Somebody said, and I think in the Shul Shiur, one of the stories, he points out you could say that to the person. You could tell the person, I can't thank you because I don't just I'm not going to say thank you, and they get the message that you didn't. I'm not going to say thank you because the halacha says that you're not allowed to, ribis devarim. But so, okay. Yes.
And so, you remember I was asking about the Ghani Maisa with my daughter.
Yes, with the medical school.
But it's still in the works. It's still not resolved. I mean, we got rough. But I went to ask Rabbi Janowski.
Okay.
Because he's involved in a lot of the stuff. So he took a mamish of a heifer to get. You have to look at what is she doing in the hospital. What is she doing? He says 99% of the things that she's doing is in her body, he says. And I wanted to keep doing that. She's going to do everything.
Okay, maybe I'll say that.